Welcome to the podcast of Medicine of Success. This is Dr. Raul Henson, your host. Today we're going to talk about journaling. What is journaling? Journaling actually is the practice of keeping a journal or a diary, especially in order to express one's thoughts. When we were young, we thought of this as a diary where you write down your experiences. For example, you broke with a girlfriend, broke with a boyfriend, or your goldfish died, or whatever your experience is, you place it in a diary. But as you get older and older, you don't only jot down your experiences, but you also jot down your goals, your aspirations, your emotions during that day, what book you read, what movie you read, any thoughts during the day that gave you a nice feeling, negative thoughts also. So all these things you can place in a journal. I remember when I was an exchange student in Wyoming, this was 1984, and I had a journal actually. It's not really a journal like a specific journal. It's just like a pocket diary or like a, what do you call those yearly, it's just a diary for the year, a yearly diary. So every day I just placed there what I did, interesting did for a day. So that was like almost a year. So every day I knew what I was, what I did for that day. Suppose I went to school, I met my friend, we dined in Taco John's or whatever, those restaurants during those days. But it was really a matter of documenting what I did during my exchange student stay in Wyoming. It was at Torrington, Wyoming. It was a town, small town in the eastern side of Wyoming. And I really enjoyed my stay, and I'm really grateful for that experience, because I won't be what I am now if I didn't do that exchange student thing in Wyoming. But nevertheless, the story today, the topic for the day is journaling, and I did journal during that time. And unfortunately, that journal or that diary, I lost it. So I'm trying to look for it to this day, but I can't find it. So make sure all your journals you keep. And then through the years, I didn't really journal. It's just more of studying because I was so busy and everything, practice. So I didn't really start journaling until like 2 or 3 years ago. I started jotting down all my ideas, my goals, my vision, my mission, all the things, my purpose in life, all these things that are happening to me. I started jotting it down. And it's interesting because a book I'm reading now is Leonardo da Vinci by Walter Isaacson. And, you know, da Vinci, this was during the late 1400s to early 1500s. He was a brilliant painter, sculptor, anatomist, so many. He was the first of many. He did a lot of things. But basically, he always brought a notebook. He actually has a notebook that's tied on his belt, okay, on his pants. So every time he has an idea, he jots down his idea in that notebook. And from what I've read, he had like 7,200 pages of pages of notes, drawings, all his ideas were all in these notebooks, and which weren't dated. So all these experts were trying to figure out when they were written. But nevertheless, he journaled. And the reason why I'm reading that book right now is because he had a journal. Okay, this was like 500 or 600 years ago. And then last week, I was reading the book of Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, he lived during the 1700s. And he was famous for the kite flying incident, the lightning. But he is one of the most well-known Americans during the 1700s, during the independence of the United States. And he also had a journal, and he also made an autobiography when he was like 70 years old. Another book I read 5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago was the author was what's his name? Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was imprisoned in an Auschwitz camp, and he was a psychiatrist. He didn't have a journal during when the time he was in the concentration camp, but when he was freed from the concentration camp, he started writing all of the things he experienced, and he made a book out of that. So all of these things, like journaling, are very important in one's life. You'll never know, it's going to be a book. But as they say, if you write a journal, it's basically for you, for yourself, for your growth, but it's also for your kids and your grandkids. You can hand it down to them, and they will know how you thought of things, how you thought of something when you were alive, and how your kids were in that journal. Your grandchildren will be in that journal, and they'll be happy to see it, right? And there are some benefits of journaling. Like it, they say it could strengthen your immune system, right? And soothes anxiety, because you're writing down all the things, the positive and the negative things that happens in your life. So it basically also enhances mental health. Okay, it helps deal with depression, because it's you're writing down. It's like talking to yourself, but writing it down and then reviewing it. Okay, and it increases your creativity, it increases happiness. It has all these benefits. But the most important thing for me for having a journal is documenting your life journey. Okay, you can document your thoughts, your feelings. You know yourself better. You solve problems more effectively. You resolve disagreements easily. You solve problems easily because you're documenting it. Okay, when you document something, it sticks in your mind, and you look for solutions. So for me, there's no replacement for journaling. I'm glad I started it 3 years ago, but I'm not going to stop journaling. In fact, right, when I read something about what Da Vinci, when it strikes me like it's like a good passage or a good idea from a book, like from Da Vinci, I write it down in my journal, okay, and make sure that I read it and review it, because I write it down because it's important, okay? So journaling is not a must for everybody, but I think it's important if you want to be more successful in life, if you want to be more creative, if you want to be a better person, if you want to go to the next level, and if you want to preserve your ideas for the future and for grandchildren, I think journaling is for you. And it's not only for you, but it's for the next generation. Okay? So make sure you do your journaling. One more thing. How do you journal? Okay? Just buy a notebook or any blank book even with no lines, that's fine. But as long as it's blank, and that's your journal. Okay, you place everything there. Place a date, place a time, and then write something. What you've learned, what you've your thoughts, your feelings, and then you don't need to write it every day. You could write every 3 days, every 2 days, every week if you want, if you're busy. But it's good to write consistently, and you will cherish it, because if you go back, like your journal 3 years ago, and look at it, this was you during that time, and your goals. And during that time, you had your goals. And now 3 years after, you achieved those goals. And reading that journal is like you're just laughing at yourself and enjoying that, because, wow, that was just an idea in my journal. And now it's real. It's the goal is now a reality. So keep your journals. Review your journals. Now, you don't just write at them. You also review them every quarterly or monthly, quarterly or yearly. It really depends on you. But it's good to review them. So folks, it's good to start a journal. Make sure if you journal, you document your thoughts and feelings, and positive or negative. And at the end of your life, you will not regret it, that you will have a journal. Okay? So that's my tip for today. Journaling. And hope you enjoy your journaling days. And I want all the success in your life. That's it. This is Dr. Rolo Henson for the Medicine of Success podcast. Keep safe, stay safe. God bless.